broadcasting live all across the country. This is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board Contractors proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvements, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, that's how the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I want to welcome all our listeners that's now tuning in on the Accent Talk Radio Network, also the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. I'm America's own. That's right, America's own self-help expert. That's right. Each week we do broadcasts here where we take your calls, answering your emails, and pretty much anything that has to do with your home. This radio show is just a little different than other shows out there. We're not your basic fix-a-toilet show or handyman show. We're a home expert show where we have a different expert on the show each week helping us, guiding us on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or pretty much anything that has to do with your home. I want to welcome some new affiliates to our Home Talk family as we're growing. We have out in Lewiston, Maine, on Zara Radio. That's simulcasting the show right now on the Internet. We also have in Mount Vernon, Illinois, WWAM, old Steve Miller's group down there in Mount Vernon. We also have in, on the West Coast, Eugene, Oregon, KSVM, 91.9 FM out in Reedsport. Also simulcast on KSYD out in Eugene. Hey, guys, thank y'all for joining our family. Again, we have a great, great show for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Julia Iden with Mortgage Education. We've had her on the show many times in the past as we deal with this mortgage crisis. Julie Iden is a mortgage expert. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be helping you. There's 440,000 Americans that woke up this morning and can't pay their mortgage note. As you know, we do have a little mortgage crisis, a lot of foreclosures going on, and Julia is going to help us and give us some tips on how to deal with your mortgage company if you're facing foreclosure. You definitely want to stay tuned to this. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to dip on that old email bag. We'll try to get to as many emails as we can. Also, our FAQ home tip of the week. We're going to start a five-part series on, listen to this, getting into hot water can be a good thing. Think about this. You're taking a nice hot shower, and suddenly the water goes icy cold, and the old water heater has finally quit. Now you must select a new hot water heater. Okay, before you go out there and make a decision and run out there, you definitely want to stay tuned to this. So we're going to be going over some different units, talking about the pros and cons. So we're going to talk about the conventional unit. It's called the storage water heater. So we're going to get to that just shortly. Also, our poll question of the week. Now listen to this. When it comes to your home living space, is it adequate enough? Yes or no? All right, we want to hear from you. Our phone number, if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. And while you're on our website, make sure you go ahead and click to the top right or check out the top right of the website where it says our partners link. This is all the topics that we have did over the years. And also we have a list of all our partners, all our sponsors that we recommend under them topics. So this is going to help you. These are great companies with good proven backgrounds. So make sure you check out our partners page on Home Talk, because these are the people that really keep us on the air. And without them, this show wouldn't be possible, and there will be no Cajun contractor Michael King. So we definitely want to help them out. All right. Again, 1-800-259-5791. Again, think about this. You're taking a nice shower, and suddenly the water goes cold, icy cold, and now you must finally get a hot water heater. Now, I want you to please look at this as an opportunity to get one, first of all, that is energy efficient and will save you money. Now, since it's basically a decision you normally only make maybe 10 to 15 years, which is about the life expectancy of one of these appliances, you need to choose carefully. Here are some type of hot water heaters that we're going to discuss. The storage hot water heater, which is just a convention unit. Next week, we're going to talk about the solar water heater. Week after that, we're going to talk about the tankless water heater. And then we're going to talk about the heat pumps. So let's start off with basically the conventional type. These are the pros. The hot water is readily available. So what I mean is anytime you need it, you turn on your faucet. If it's working correctly, you do have the hot water anytime you need it to take your bath or wash your dishes. Installation is very easy for this unit. It comes in different sizes available for different needs. Like, give an example, square footage of your house. How many people live in your house? How often do you need the water? So they have different sizes available for your particular need. Now, most plumbers can install them, okay? Now, price points do vary. Now, some are Energy Star rated, so you must make sure that you're buying an Energy Star rated product. And basically, this is a government testing to make sure that the unit meets all energy efficient standards to kind of cut down on that old energy bill. Also, a timer can turn it on and off when you're away. Now, it does come in electric or gas types are available. So basically, electric or gas unit. Now, that was the pros. Now, this is the cons. Pretty much two things I want to talk about. The only thing I see, obviously, these large units does take up a lot of space. And number two, it's basically inefficient because you are paying to keep hot water when it's not in use. So that electrical meter keeps running no matter if you're going to use the hot water heater or not. All right, that is the pros and cons of the storage water heater. Basically, it's the conventional type. And next week, we're going to talk about the solar water heaters. All right, I know what you're saying. Oh, Michael King, you know, for the next 5 weeks, you're going to be going over this. But, man, I can't wait for 5 weeks. My hot water heater just went out. I got to go out and buy one today. No problem. We have the whole issue posted up on our website at hometalkusa.com, and it's going to be under the heading, under the information link. Getting into hot water can be a good thing. So I have the whole evaluation set up there. So you don't have to wait for 5 weeks to go over, to wait for me to report on this before we go out and buy a unit. So because my email machine is actually going crazy right now with all of you responding and saying, hey, I can't wait. Well, you don't have to wait. We already posted it up on our website. Okay, again, our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791. Also, as I said, go out and check our website. It's hometalkusa.com. And while you're there, do you know we have our own live Internet channel now that's online 24/7, 365? Let me tell you how it works. We have downloaded all our live shows that we do on Saturday, and we post it up on my own Internet server that we have linked to my website. So you can catch Home Talk 24/7, 365, all the live shows. It's our live Internet channel. Go to hometalkusa.com. Look to the left. Click my picture where the on-air button is, and you can catch Home Talk right now live on Internet. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. We're going to be talking about some tips on how to deal with your mortgage company if you're facing foreclosure. I'm Michael King. You're listening to Home Talk. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as firewall. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Ted Enders from Midas, March 3rd, 2008. Gold, 981.20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,008.98, $496.80 for half, $248.40 for quarter. That's $1,008.98, $496.80, and $248.40. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real tax problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with a very good plan that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide.
Call 1-800-599-7987. That's 1-800-599-7987. 1-800-599-7987.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network in the World Wide Web. That's right. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. America's only self-proclaimed home expert. Well, each week, every week, we talk to different home improvement experts around the country, talking about issues that have to do with home repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that has to do with your home. If you'd like to jump right into the gumbo pot, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350@yahoo.com. Don't forget about our poll question of the week. When it comes to your home living space, is it adequate enough? Yes or no? I want to hear from you again. 1-800-259-5791. 5791 or go to our online poll. Hey. Michael King, 1350@yahoo.com or hometalkusa.com. All right, we're going to just shortly, we're going to have Julie Iden with Mortgage Education as we talk about the mortgage crisis. There was well over 440,000 Americans that woke up this morning and cannot pay their mortgage note. We've had Julie on the show many times in the past, and she's going to be giving us some tips and some things that if you are facing foreclosure, there is options, there is hope, there is alternatives that you can do. And she's going to be giving us some tips. But before we get her, I have Tracy from Georgia on our affiliate WCHM 1490 out in Clarksville, Georgia. And this is kind of related to the mortgage industry. And I want you to read this because I've been getting a lot of emails and calls concerning, well, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of homes that's on the market right now, and a lot of you are trying to purchase these homes, and y'all getting into a dilemma because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac changed their lending standards. Listen to this email. Tracy says, I can understand why borrowers with very low credit scores must pay higher loan rates or can't even get a mortgage at all. But my credit score is a little above the average. So why is the bank demanding that I pay extra money before I get the loan? Tracy, listen to this. I mean, there are several reasons why you must come up with more money up front in order to get a mortgage. First and foremost, several studies have shown that the lower a borrower's credit rating, the greater the chance the borrower will go into default or foreclosure. Now, banks have been known about this fact for decades, but they were willing to turn the other cheek and simply ignore it. And during the past several years, what they basically figured out is that they can simply foreclose on a few borrowers who may not be able to make their payments, sell the foreclosed property, or, you know, basically to cover the outstanding balance of the loan, and perhaps even boost their profits because sales values had soared. Really soared. And this is the problem now. Lenders are getting fooled now because lenders are more cautious today, though, because the drop in prices in many cities means that they may not be able to sell the foreclosed home and get their money back. As I said, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government agencies that help set the standards, recently adopt new rules that require most borrowers with a credit score of less than 680 to pay an additional 1.25% of their total loan amount and upfront cash. All right, we have all kinds of emails concerning this, and I'm going to try to address all your emails to give my take on all this and actually give my opinion on what I think the government needs to do with these foreclosed houses. All right, let's continue this discussion as we talk about the mortgage industry. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. Her name is Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. Hey, Julie, how you doing? Thanks
for
being patient. I'm doing great.
Nice to be with you today.
You sound like you got a little cold, my girl.
I do. I'm fighting the flu.
Oh, Lord, and look at you. Man, I'm so sorry. You know, got to get you up out of bed with the flu to help people save their homes. Okay, Julie. The last reports I have, 440,000 people woke up this morning, cannot pay their mortgage note. They technically in default. I've been getting a lot of calls and emails. They're panicking. They're being threatened by their mortgage company, foreclosure. A lot of them are even just dashing on their homes, and then they're getting sued for the balance. But before, you know, I want people to know to stop this. They don't have to go to that step right quick. There is some alternatives. So, Julie, start from the beginning. I personally woke up this morning, say, and I'm technically in foreclosure. The collection company called me and said, hey, I want you to have this balance paid within 14 days. I got a registered letter, or we're going to start foreclosure procedures.
That's right.
What should I do?
The first thing that your listeners need to know is they need to understand who they're talking to, because you are absolutely right, Michael. If they are talking to the collectors get paid and bonus and measured on how many people they collect in full or get to foreclosure as fast as possible. I like to use an analogy that you actually gave me, and that is, if the repo man showed up at your house to take your car, would you try to negotiate the terms of your loan with him?
No, because he's there getting a fee to take my car. He don't care
exactly
about the loan.
You,
yeah.
Exactly.
So what you're trying to say is the collection department now is getting paid in bonus on doing their job in taking the house back. So that's where the pressure is coming from, the collection department, because they're going to do and threaten you. I mean, look, Julie, I'm getting reports right now where these collectors are actually working on the sympathy of, say, of the housewife of the husband, saying things like, I mean, people emailing me saying, how can you be married to a man that don't pay its bills? And that's kind of personal, ain't it?
Well, it is. And, Michael, you know what? Bad things happen to good people. These folks out there who aren't making their mortgage payment, it's not because they don't want to make the payments. It's because they can't. If they had the money, they would be making the payments. Something has happened to them that has affected their ability to make their payments. Now, in the past, historically, that something had sounded like death, unemployment, a divorce, illness like cancer or AIDS. And so in the past, when I've been talking with homeowners who couldn't make their payments, those are the words that I hear. But today, I am hearing, Julie, my interest rate adjusted last week, and my mortgage payment went up $500. I can't afford to make the payment anymore. So
because what happened, basically, that payment was based on the current financial status under the current guidelines of what you're bringing in right now to make the payment. They didn't take in consideration that when it's going to bump up in 2 years, that they should have based it on that instead of the current situation. Am I correct?
That's correct. And now these homeowners are finding themselves stuck in a situation where they can't afford to make the payment. And some of these adjustable rate mortgages can adjust every 6 months. Imagine if your payment started going up $500 every 6 months. It's not going to take long, Michael, before you can't afford to make the payment anymore.
Okay, now can I stop right there? I know I'm going to be interrupting you because I'm trying to get a clear picture in my mind. Now, here's the problem also we're facing. Okay, because you know when interest rates are low, hold up. Let me stop. I got a thought because I hear the music. Once the band starts playing, we got to step away and take a break. Can I hold you right there, okay, Julie?
Sure.
Great. We're talking to Julie and I with Mortgage Education. I got to step away. Got to pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. When we come back, we're going to finish our discussion with Julie I, and we're going to try to save some homes this hour. 440,000 people woke up and can't pay their mortgage note, but we're here to help. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautenol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautenol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautenol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautenol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautenol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time right here on the Home Improvement Network and the World Wide Web. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. You know, we broadcast here each week, every week, where we take your calls and answer emails, where I have a different home improvement guest on the show to talk about the things, the important subjects. There's nobody on the air today talking about these subjects. You know, that we discuss here on the show. So this is your opportunity to get some help. And we welcome you to tune in to us each week, every week. Hey, if you want to jump right into the Gumbo Pod, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350 at yahoo.com. Don't forget about our poll question of the week. When it comes to your home, living space, is it adequate enough? Yes or no? Right now, our current online poll is running 77% saying no, Michael King, I don't have enough adequate space in my home. 33% is saying yes. We're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. There's 440,000 homeowners woke up this morning, cannot pay their mortgage note, and technically they're in foreclosure. Julie Iden is a mortgage expert, giving us some tips on how to deal with your mortgage company. And just before the break, she was giving us an example of some circumstances that good things happen. Bad things happen to good people, and before this mortgage crisis, it was just personal problems, job, things like that, sickness. But now it's because of the mortgage rates, these loans that were issued. I call it voodoo financing. As you recall on this show, 4.5 years ago, I warned. I said there's nothing like sound mortgage principles. But what happened? A lot of banks got greedy. Mortgage companies got greedy because they wanted to put people in homes. Interest rates were very low. They put them in the homes. Now it's time to pay up, and that's what's happening now. And just before the break, I was getting ready to make a comment. And basically also what's happening is that with these, you know, as interest rates are very low, that means people can purchase more home, a home that has a little bit more expensive home. But when interest rates are high, then, you know, you buy less home. So that presents another problem. So Julie basically said, and I'm just trying to bring you up to speed here, is that, the mortgage company, you're calling, the collection department is putting some pressure on you, but basically you're just basically dealing with the wrong department, right? Right, Julie?
That's correct. Now, who your listeners need to be talking to is the loss mitigation department. Now, in the loss mitigation department, those people get bonus measured and paid on the number of homeowners who are in default on their loan, who they contact and help work out what we call either a cure-related workout, meaning they cure your delinquency and bring the loan current, or it could be a non-cure-related workout like selling your home. So their job is to help that homeowner work out some kind of deal so that we can either bring the loan current or get that house sold and get them out from under that debt that they cannot afford. Now, how does your listener know who they're talking to? If your listeners are being told by the person at the mortgage company that they have three options, pay the loan in full today, pay the loan in full by the end of the month, or make a payment and a half for the next couple of months until the loan is current, then they are talking to a collector. If you are told, if you're being told those are your three options. So what your listeners need to do is go back and get a statement from when they were current. When you are current, the 800 number that prints on your mortgage statement is the 800 number to the customer service department. However, when you get behind on your payments, the 800 number that prints on your statement is the 800 number to collections. So you're going to go back and get a statement from when you're current. You're going to call that 800 number. Now, what your listeners are going to hear is, hello, welcome to your mortgage company. Please enter your loan number. Don't. If you enter your loan number, the computer will recognize that account as a delinquent account, and it will forward the call into the collection queue. Instead, what your listeners are going to do is they're just going to hold on, and they're not going to push any buttons on the phone. Eventually, a real-life customer service rep will come on and say, hello, welcome to your mortgage company. I need your loan number, please. Don't give them your loan number. Instead, what I want your listener to say is, oh, hello. Yes, before I give you my loan number, can you transfer me to the loss mitigation department? Now, the job of customer service is to get you to the department where you need to be to get your issue resolved. So they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to say, hold on just a minute, let me transfer you, or they're going to say, let me give you the 800 number directly to that department. Now you're talking to the people who get bonus measured and paid on the number of folks that they help, not bonus measured and paid on the number of people they collect in full or get to foreclosure as fast as possible.
Okay, so let me back this up just for a second so I can understand this. And basically what you have to do is that a mortgage company has two divisions, basically. The collection department, that's bonus and paid to take your home. They really don't negotiate. You either pay it or they're going to start foreclosure procedures. Now, you have another department of the mortgage company, which is called the loss mitigation department, that will be willing to work with you. And, man, this is confusing. This is not gelling with me right now, okay? Is that, you know, you have two different departments. One's trying to ruin your life. And I want you to tell a story that you shared with me, what we're talking about here. And then the other one is willing to help you. Why don't you share that story with us right quick? So,
okay. A couple years ago, as I was working for a mortgage insurance company, my job was to proactively call up these homeowners and then talk to them about options available to help them get out from underneath the house or bring the loan current. So one day I was making a proactive call, and I called this gentleman. We'll call him Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith answered the phone, and I said, hi, Mr. Smith, this is Julia with your mortgage insurance company. I'd like to talk with you. And he said, look, Julia, I've got some other stuff going on right now. Can you call me back tomorrow? And I said, sure. So I hung up the phone, and the next morning when I came in, very first thing I did, call him up. I got an answer on the phone, except for it wasn't Mr. Smith. It was somebody else. And I said, well, last night I called. Mr. Smith asked me to call back today, so I'm calling back. And the gentleman said, oh, I'm sorry, but he shot himself last night.
Oh,
these
Lord.
Homeowners are so desperate, and they believe that they have no options, and some of them are turning to suicide. And I swore to myself on that day that as long as I was living and breathing, that I was going to be spreading the word about options that are available to homeowners to help them, because I didn't want another person committing suicide on my watch because they thought they didn't have an option, when in fact they do. It's just a matter of getting to the right place, and that's the loss mitigation department.
Now, we're going to be taking a break. I've got to step away just shortly. And then when we're going to come back, I want to talk about some of the solutions now. We got the right department, and now it's the loss mitigation department. So I want you to share with us some of the things and questions that we need to be asking them. Okay, Julie?
Okay.
All right. Well, that's my cue. Got to step away. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. Let me step away, pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day on the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. NutriMeds is one of our new companies, and you can't find these anywhere else. Kelor Max, the best oral chelation. CoQ10 Supreme, the spark of life, the first and most powerful non-crystallizing CoQ10. Gastro Cleanse to clean your bowel of pathogens. Green Tea Supreme, the most high-powered ECGC catechin in the world. Immunomax Immunoglobulins to balance your body's immune system and fight infection and allergy. Maligna Block to block cancer. Micell Ultra D3, the first and most powerful high absorption D3 in the world. And Nutritrala to activate your antioxidant system to protect you. If you have questions, call us at 888-212-8871 or order at NutriMedical.com under the company NutriMeds. On NutriMedical.com, call us 888-212-8871. Solutions for life.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, kamasava. Hello. Greetings. Welcome. Welcome back. This is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Welcome back to the Excellence.
Yes, this is Julia.
Broadcasting Excellence. We're talking to Julie Iden right now with Mortgage Education. Julie, are you still there?
Oh, the phone that I'm on currently with him?
All right. Okay. We're on the line right now. We have Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. And we'll see if we can get the phones straightened out here. Just cue me when we have her back on. Julie, you there? Okay, we're going to try to get Julie back on. We're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. And all right, Julie, you there?
919. Yep, Michael, I am. 427.
Okay, great. All right, Julie. Okay. Just for the break, we're talking.
7-0-5-6-5.
All right, Julie?
Yes, Michael, my phone is beeping on me. I was just talking to your guy. I was afraid my phone's going to cut out on me, and I was giving him another number in case I lose you.
Well, we got you, baby. We got you. Okay, I see. All right. Well, hey, this is where we have fun. Live radio. It's exciting. But all right, Julie Iden. We're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. If you want to jump right in the gumbo pot, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. All right, we're talking to Julie Iden. We're talking our topic for discussion is, basically 440,000 homeowners basically woke up this morning, and they are in foreclosure. Julie's giving us some tips on how to deal with this situation and how to deal with your mortgage company. There is some options out there. Main thing, the collection department has two departments, a collection department and a loss mitigation department. The collection department is the one you don't want to talk to because they're going to put pressure on you to pay it up to date or they're going to foreclose. But the loss mitigation department will work with you. Same mortgage company, do two different departments. All right. Julie, I just got in touch with the loss mitigation department. Now they want to work it out with me. What's some of the steps and what are some of the things they can do for me?
Right. Well, they're probably the first thing they're going to do is ask you for some financial documents. Pretty much the same thing they asked you for when you were getting the loan, some pay stubs, statements, that kind of thing. Now, you're going to send them those documents, and then there are certain options depending on what you want to do. So if you wanted to stay in the house and maybe your property was damaged by a storm, they have an option that's called a moratorium. And in a moratorium, they allow you to go a period of time without making any payments, and at the end of that time, then you would start. So I might say to you, Michael, for the next 12 months, don't make any payments to us. And instead of paying the loan off in 24 months.
Okay. I think we lost her. All right. We're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education, and we'll try to get her back on the line. She's having some phone problems right now. But all right, let's go ahead and let me we can go ahead and grab this email right quick so we can get her back on the line. It looks like our phone went dead there. She must be on a battery phone. But okay. Let's see. Let's just take an email question. All right. I have an email question from, let's see who this comes from. From Miss Daly, through our affiliate, right there in, Utica, Illinois, WLPO, 1220 AM. This is what she wants to know. Okay. She had a toilet replaced and now there's a slight movement in the toilet. We've since heard from another source that shims should be used due to the new style of toilet being installed over an older tile floor. Now, are these shims the standard wooden ones, or is there some particular, say, ones that are sold for this purpose? Love. There is nothing quite so discombobulating as a rocking toilet or one that slopes backward and forward or sideways. Yes, shims are standard procedure when installing a toilet. If necessary, what I would do is use plastic or metal shims because of the damp environment. All right, that's an email question. If you'd like to email the Cajun Contractor, my email address is michaelking1350@yahoo.com. All right, we've got Julie Iden back on the line. She kind of was really getting into this, and her phone kind of cut off there. But, Julie, welcome back.
Thank you. Technology is great sometimes, but sometimes it stops working when you need it the most, right?
Okay, so let's back it up again. I got the loss mitigation department. They want to work with me. They're requesting to get some documents, some financial information from me to see if I'm really in distress. Now we're going to start the process. What are some of the things that they can do for me?
Well, one of the things that they can do for you is called a special forbearance. Let's say that last night my husband was on his way home from work, and he had a head-on collision with the semi-truck, broke his back, both of his legs. He's in ICU. The doctors are saying he's going to pull through, but it's going to be 12 months of rehabilitation before he can get back to work. What my mortgage company could do through the loss mitigation department is put me on a special forbearance, making half payments each month for the next 12 months. So instead of having to make my regular $1,000 payment, I just make $500 each month. Now, at the end of the 12 months, I'm going to be six payments behind. But what they have done is bought me some time for my husband to go through his rehabilitation and get back to work. That same program, special forbearance, is good also for people who are unemployed. I lost my job. So for the next 6 months, while I'm looking for my job, my mortgage company, the loss mitigation department, can put me on a special forbearance and making those half payments.
All right, hold on. We got to go. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. You're listening to Home Talk.
As a proud member of the Better Business Bureau Care Program, Building Trades Associations, and the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans, take it from me, Michael King, the Cajun Contractor, Poncha Train Contracting Services, strives to provide its customers with quality workmanship, attention to detail, and professional appearance. And most importantly, integrity. That's right, integrity. Specialize in renovations and additions for residential and light commercial upscales, Poncha Train Contractor Services are the ones to call. With over 25 years of construction and renovation experience, they have seen it all and did it all. There's no job too big or too small. So check out their website today at PonchaTrainCS.com. That's PonchaTrainCS.com for a full list of services they provide. Or stop by their office at 310 UEP Long Avenue, Suite D in Gretna. Or give them a call today at 504-366-8325. That's 504-366-8325. And see what Punch Train Contracting Services can do for you.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. Julie is a mortgage basically expert, giving us some great tips and advice this hour on on basically how to deal with your mortgage company in case you are facing foreclosure. 440,000 homeowners have woke up this morning. Technically, they are in foreclosure. There is a serious panic state right now. There's a lot of homes being foreclosed that basically people think that the only option that they have is to give up their possession, give up their home. But there's hope. There's a system. There is a way to deal with your mortgage company. And, Julie, unfortunately, due to the technical problems we had, we're just simply out of time. But what I'd like to do is get some information, because I know a lot of our listeners are listening to the show right now saying, man, I got to call this lady. Give us the contact information.
Sure. The listeners can contact me on our telephone, which is 919-556-4822, or they can find me on our website, which is www.mortgageeducation.com. Only one E in the website address, though. The last E in the word mortgage is the first E, in the word education. And so they can reach us through our website or our telephone, whichever is more convenient for them.
Well, Julie, it's always great to have you. And if anybody's listening out there and you are facing foreclosure, hey, contact Julie Iden. Let her talk to you because she has saved people's homes. She's a great gal with and like she said, she just wants to help. So give her a call. Thank you, Julie. We got to run.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
All right, Julie Iden, Mortgage Education. Don't forget about our poll question. When it comes to your home living space, is it adequate enough? Yes or no? 77% of you that's polling on our online poll right now saying yes. Cajun man, yes. I don't have no. I don't know. It's actually no. Doesn't have adequate space. And 33% is saying yes. So, hey, we're going to keep that poll on. I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791. Don't forget to go to my website, hometalkusa.com. It's available to you 24/7. 365. Check out our live internet show. We're now on live on the internet, live online, hometalkusa.com. Look to the left, click the on air button. And while you're there on our website, don't forget about to order my book. As you know, I got my book out. I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor. It's only $19.99. Go ahead to the website, hometalkusa.com. Click the image of the book and follow the payment prompts. All right, that about does it for this edition of Home Talk. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network and the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is Home Talk. Yeah.
All right.
We have 2 hours of the best Home Improvement Broadcasting, Education, and Information with Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Make sure you check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com.
With summer quickly approaching, it's time to start thinking about your air conditioning. Well, here in the greater New Orleans area, there's only one name to call for your air conditioning needs, and that's Pride Heating and Air. Not only do they deal in sales, but they also take care of the service and installation for both commercial and residential buildings. They also provide free in-home consultations and estimates. So why not call one of their friendly professional service representatives today at 504-348-3945. Pride Heating and Air. A great job at a great price.
If you're in a